In this week's Torah reading, we learn a story, like a long story that is actually repeated a few times in the same reading, about Eliezer. He was the servant of Abraham, and he had a task. His mission was to go from Beersheba, the south of the land of Israel, into Haran, that means somewhere in Syria, to get a wife for his master Abraham's son, which was called Yitzchok. Now, this trip actually took 7 days, walking, you know, camels and all those things. However, we find in the commentaries, by our sages, etc., that actually Eliezer went from the south of the land of Israel to somewhere in Syria in just one day. The same day he left his departing place, he arrived. And our sages ask, of course, what's the necessity for such a miracle? Like, we know God doesn't do miracles just because of that, just for free, so to speak. Each miracle has a reason why. And of course, the question is, what's the necessity of such a miracle? There are basically two explanations. One explanation is quite a simple one. And the second one is a deeper one that actually can leave us a teaching. First of all, the simple explanation. Abraham wrote a document to Eliezer, leaving Yitzchok, his son, every single thing that he had. All his richness, all his wealth, etc., etc., he gave it to Yitzchok. So, in such a way, Eliezer would show this paper to whomever was the father of the girl, and the father of the girl would say, okay, this guy has a lot of money, so I'm going to give him my daughter. Now, if Eliezer would have received the document, dated in a specific day that he left Beersheba, the south of the land of Israel, and reached at a later time, 7 days later, to Haran, somewhere in Syria, to show the document, etc., there would be a period of time, at least 7 days, that Abraham was absolutely poor. He didn't have anything, because the document with all his possessions actually was in the hands of Eliezer. So our sages explain that a person should not treat his own properties in such a way. You should never leave yourself with nothing, giving everything to everybody else, because you know what? You're going to leave somebody else to help you. So it doesn't really make a sense that Abraham wrote a document at the particular date that Eliezer left, because it would be poor. And it doesn't really make a sense also, because it's not such a nice thing, legally speaking, that Abraham should write a document post-dated. Like, when you arrive, the document is going to be valid. Today, that I'm writing the document with the date of a later date, is not really valid. When you reach over there, it's going to be valid. Also doesn't really make a sense, even though such a document would be acceptable post-dated. However, it's not a good thing. It's not a good way of writing documents. That's why God had to make a miracle. The same day that Eliezer left Abraham, he reached Haran, and the document was written in the same day in the best way possible. So God makes miracles for the tzaddikim, for the righteous people, to fulfill the will of God in the best way possible. That's explanation number one. Now, there's another explanation, a deeper one, and the deeper explanation is by using an example. When you have roses growing, the rose is a very nice flower. However, the sticks, like holding the roses, are full of thorns. And Rivka, in the house of his father, his brother, etc., Besuel was the father, Lavan was the brother, terrible people. Rivka over there was like a rose surrounded by thorns. And the idea is that if you don't take the rose at the proper time, at the proper way, etc., etc., you're going to get hurted by the thorns. So since Rivka was such a special person, such a special girl, and she was ready to be taken into Yitzchok, it had to be the precise moment, absolute moment, when she was ready, that Eliezer had to be over there in order to take Rivka from that place. Now, Abraham would not know when this moment was. When is Rivka really ready to be married to my son, so to speak, Yitzchok? So at the precise moment that Abraham, through prophecy, received information, so to speak, godly information, that Rivka was ready, at that time, Eliezer had to be over there. But wait a second, we're 7 days apart. So how do I get a person in Haran, in the house of Lavan, Besuel, and Rivka, etc., etc. So that's why God had to make a miracle. At the same moment that Abraham was conscious that Rivka was actually ready to be married to Yitzchak, his son, Eliezer left the south of the land of Israel, and he reached, at that particular day, the house of Rivka in the, somewhere in Syria. That's a like a deeper explanation. So God made the miracle in order to take Rivka at the precise moment. Again, for tzaddikim, for the righteous people, etc. However, this has a very strong teaching to us. Every single thing that happens in the world has a time, has a moment, has a reason. God doesn't make the world just like that. Casually, oh, yeah, it happened, you know, just two things got together, they crashed, and yeah, I'm here talking in the camera. No. There's a mission. There's a reason. Why? For what? And the same thing happens with every single thing in life. Sometimes you just have to learn to have patience. Because the proper moment for the proper activity, etc., is going to come. Don't worry. If this is something good, and this is something that certainly God wants, it's going to happen. When? How? Okay, maybe not now. Maybe I don't know. Certainly, I don't know most of the times. However, it's going to happen. So you have to wait, and you have to be ready. Ready for the precise moment. Same thing happens with the coming of Mashiach, Messiah, etc. We have to be ready. Our job is to do our best to be ready to receive Mashiach. Now, is it coming right now? Yeah, I believe so. However, you know, right now just happened just a second ago and it didn't come. So is it coming right now? Yes, it's coming right now. But wait a second. Right now just happened. My job is not to know when he's coming. When is Mashiach coming? I don't know. But you know what? It's not going to last just like a second more. That has to be the proper time. God knows exactly what the proper time is for the coming of Mashiach. Our job is not to calculate. When is it going to be? I don't know. But you know what? Your job is to be ready for Mashiach. Are you actually ready?